He can find a fire before it starts to flame. Let's buy the coal of Smokey, that was how he got his name. Hi there, friends, I'm Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman. Glad you could come this way up the trail again today. So how about having a seat beside me here on this log under the old pine tree? Mighty pretty out here in the forest, isn't it? That's cause we've kept fires from running wild through here. Well, sir, we thought you might enjoy it, taking time out for a few moments of song and storytelling. Of course, when I say we, I'm including those fellas just across the trail there, the Sons of the Pioneers. They've been waiting for you to come up the trail, too. And now that you're here and comfortably settled, well, here's Lloyd Perriman to speak for the boys.
Well, how do, folks? This first song we're going to do deals with a couple of outlaws. It's like what happens when a careless man and nature team up to create wildfire. Only this is a story about a man who has turned outlaw and a lobo wolf who is an outlaw from birth. The lobo is practically extinct now because the ranchers hunted him down in the old times because of his great ability to kill large numbers of cattle and sheep and even a lot of the wildlife in the prairie country. This man is trying to make friends with the lobo wolf because he believes that if he can follow the lobo, that he will guide him up through the shadows, through the foothills, to a safe place from his pursuers. The song is called Outlaws.
Outlaw. Lobo.
Outlaw. Wonderful song, isn't it? You know, I was just thinking, friends, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could really outlaw wildfire and make it stick? I think maybe that'll happen sometime, but it'll take folks being more careful than ever to bring it about.
Have you ever given much thought to what happens to the wild things in the woods and forest when fire runs through? Well, sir, fire robs them of their source of food when it destroys the trees and shrubs and other plants that they get their food from. And sometimes a fast-running fire will kill young and adult animals alike. And in almost every forest and woodland, there are hollow trees. Now, we call them den trees because the birds and small animals make their homes in them. Fire destroys these homes of the wildlife. The fish in the streams feel the effects of forest fires, too. Often the heat is so intense it kills the fish outright. And then there's the silt and the debris. Now, when these get into the streams, the water is polluted. Please think about these things next time you're outdoors and have to use fire in one form or another, will you? Now, the Sons of the Pioneers are going to express their own feelings about what happens to the wildlife when a forest burns. It's an instrumental number, and they call it Blues in A. Ready, boys? You know, friends, there's no end to the damage a forest fire can do. We've talked about what it does to the timber and water and to the wildlife. But what about the effect of fire on the beauty of our forests and on the recreational areas? In a very short time, we, through carelessness, can destroy what took nature many, many years to build up. When fire strikes, the beauty of the forest is replaced by a raw, frightful mess. Favorite picnic and hunting areas and peaceful camping spots are often ruined. You know, friends, it all comes down to this. I know you've heard me say it before. It doesn't matter who we are or what we do or what our special interests are. When the woods and forests burn, we lose, you and I. Everyone loses when fire burns.
Well, you can say that again, Billy. Everyone does lose when fire burns. I had a real dose of this a while back. I'd planned a fishing trip for weeks. Finally, the big day came, and I headed up to a favorite spot of mine where the water always ran clear and fast through the forest. And the trout, brother, I never missed bringing home a full catch. But this time I'm telling you about, well, when I saw the old place, it just made me heartsick. You can't imagine how awful it was, Billy. Some careless guy let a fire get away in that country. My favorite fishing stream was just a dry, pebbly run in a forest that had become a graveyard of trees. And there was the remains of a deer, a big fella at that, laying across the trail. And all I could think of was, how in the name of heaven can a person be so careless? Come on, boys, let's sing.
Take a look at the sky where the whippoorwill trills, and the mountain so high where the cataract spills.
Take a look at the falls and the rippling rills. Hear the wanderlust calls of the whispering hills.
The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills.
The rippling rills, the cataract spills, the whippoorwill trills.
silver sand shakes where the prairie winds blow.
Let the wanderers sing where the wanderers go. Let the melody ring, for he's happy, I know.
The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
Follow the trail where the buffalo roam. Let a silver cloud sail where the setting sun shone.
Let the lobo wolf wail in a broken heart tone. Let it storm, let it gale, still the prairie's my home.
A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam.
A broken heart tone, the setting sun shone, the buffalo roam.
Fills the whippoorwill trail.
The wanderers go, the prairie winds blow, the tumbleweeds grow.
A broken heart tone, the sand sun shone, the buffalo roam.
The prairie's my home.
That kind of song makes me think about how lonesome and dreary it is when you walk through a burned forest or woodland. There'd be a lot less forest fires if we practiced what Smokey Bear preaches. And here he is now, coming up the trail. Let's listen, huh?
Hello there, folks. Seems like I'm always asking you good people to do something. But then, it's for your own good. Now I've got a special request. If you're a fisherman or hunter, a person who likes to picnic or camp outdoors, or if you make your living out of the forest, take a long look in the nearest mirror. Will you do that? Now, ask the person you see in that mirror this question. Are you always careful with fire outdoors? I sure hope the answer is yes. Well, I'll be seeing you.
And there it goes down the trail.
Thank you, Smokey.
Well, friends, I suppose it's time for you to head back down the trail, too. Thanks a lot for joining us under the old pine tree. You know, it's your own state forestry department, along with the United States Forest Service, and this station you're listening to that make these little outdoor get-togethers possible. Until we say hi to each other again, please keep in mind what Smokey Bear said. Remember, only we, you and I, can prevent forest and woods fires. Well, so long for now, from Billy Johnson, your singing woodsman, and from those wonderful fellows who sing your favorite songs of the outdoors the way you like to hear them, the Sons of the Pioneers.
Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, howling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, growling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name. Smokey the Bear, Smokey the Bear, prowling and a growling and a sniffing the air. He can find a fire before it starts to flame. That's why they call him Smokey, that was how he got his name.